It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past couple of weeks and for the next several weeks, Dr. Husing is comparing and contrasting economic activity in San Bernardino County with Riverside County and the other way around. A few of the interesting things we learned last week is that it is a myth that Inland Empire workers commute west or south to jobs. Only about one in four IE workers commute outside the region to jobs. More people in the Inland Empire commute to jobs inside the IE than outside of the region. And more people in Riverside County commute to jobs in San Bernardino County than the other way around. You can hear last week's conversation with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Search for John Husing. Last week, we were talking about what Dr. Husing calls job sufficiency in the Inland Empire. This week, Dr. Husing explains income measures.
Now, a second thing to look at are income measures. That is, the standard of living in the two counties as measured by income, poverty, lack of health insurance, those sorts of metrics.
Okay.
If we look at the income metrics, and what I have still are the 2015 numbers, it is no question that Riverside is a bit more prosperous, not a bit, quite a bit more prosperous than San Bernardino County. Median income, that is, half the people make more, half the people make less. The number right in the middle for Riverside is 58,292. For San Bernardino, it was 53,800.
That's significant.
So there's a $5,000 median income difference. However, both of those numbers are substantially less than Southern California, where the number is 64,200. So about even with Riverside, it's quite a bit below the Southern California number. If we look at average income and the difference between the median and the average, is the median is pulled up if you have some really rich people, because that average tends to go up. The example is if you got a bus with 10 people on it and they're all right around the median income, and then Bill Gates gets on the bus and you calculate the average, it suddenly jumps.
Up. Yeah, okay.
Okay, now, average income in Riverside, $76,841. Average income in San Bernardino, $69,500. Again, lower than Riverside. The Southern California figure is $88,000. So again, there
we're all counties, all six Southern California.
That's
counties.
All six Southern, including ours.
Okay.
So, but on that measure, you definitely see more affluence in Riverside as a whole than San Bernardino. This is interesting when we get to taxes later on. Because one of the things you're going to see is where the money is isn't necessarily where it's being spent. We'll look at that a little later in the program. Okay, now, relative poverty, that is, what share of Riverside's population is living in poverty? And what we found there is in Riverside County in 2016, new numbers that discussed in another program, 15.3% Riverside, 17.7% in San Bernardino. So a smaller share of the overall population living in poverty in Riverside than San Bernardino. Kind of goes along with the income numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at children, 2016, 21.1% in Riverside, 26% of children, again, this is under the age of 18, living in poverty. Both high, but both, in effect, have improved, which is the good news that came out of the most recent data from the Census Bureau and the American Community Survey. When we look at health insurance, how that's working, oddly, the situation in San Bernardino County is actually better than in Riverside.
In terms of more people covered.
The share of the population who are not covered in San Bernardino has dropped to 12.7. In Riverside, it's dropped to 14.4. So there's better health care coverage in San Bernardino County, even though the incomes are lower than what you're seeing in Riverside. That actually may be the reason. And the reason may be more people in Riverside are just choosing not to want to be covered.
Okay, or perhaps because of the income and poverty level, more people in San Bernardino County may have been eligible to take advantage of the Affordable Care Act.
In the way that they could. That is possible.
Okay.
Both of those numbers are lower than the rest of Southern California, where it is 15-3.
The number, the percentage
share with
of people,
no coverage in the coastal counties was 15-3.
Which is higher than in the IE.
What that partially says, again, it may be an income situation, mm-hmm. as you correctly point out, or it just could be that we organize better to get people onto the Affordable Care Act in the inland counties versus the coastal counties.
Mm-hmm.
That's very possibly mm-hmm. what occurred there.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Dr. Husing will continue our conversation next week. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org.